Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about, it's going to be the first in a three-series part, our first ever on WP the Podcast. We're going to talk about why, when, and how to fire clients. Part one's going to be the why. Part two is going to be tomorrow, the when. Part three is going to be the day after, the how. We hope you enjoy this episode. We felt like instead of making it a 15-20 minute topic, we would break it down into three individual topics because this is pretty important to cover.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is really applicable to really any freelancer, anyone that is doing client service work, but especially to web designers and developers. And I think, I don't know the exact reasons behind that, but I feel like it's because what we do can be rather technical and a lot of times the clients don't understand it. And so some of these issues come up that we're going to talk about here that, you know, can cause some of these things and reasons why you would want to fire a client. And basically, in case you're not really familiar with that term, what it means to fire a client, it's basically just parting ways. Not every single client freelancer relationship, or I guess, yeah, professional relationship is a match made in heaven. And so sometimes you just have to go your separate ways.
And I want to give a shout out to our podcast editor, Kelsey Henry, because this was actually a topic that we got from her. We were having our, you know, ever so often call. Tim, I, and Kelsey were on talking about, you know, the podcast and what we're wanting to do different and how we can make it better and stuff. And she was just sharing some experience about having to part ways with a client and stuff. And we thought, wow, that would be a great topic. And then she just kept adding to it. Oh, yeah. Why? Oh, and then if you could cover the when. Oh, wow. The how. And we thought, you know what? That is a great idea. So we're going to bite off the why today. The first reason is you may want to fire a client is they're super hard to communicate with. They don't answer your calls. They don't answer your emails timely. They don't, when they do communicate with you, they're short or they're angry or they're a know-it-all. It's just those types of clients are no fun. And I highly recommend that you start considering moving in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next reason why you may want to fire a client is if they're very demanding. We all know the type. They want everything and they want it now. And David and I have mentioned before in the past that the clients that pay the least demand the most. And so that's kind of the type of client that we're talking about here, where they don't want to pay a lot, but they have extremely high expectations, not just on what you deliver, but how quickly you deliver it. That's always a big red flag.
Next, they don't pay on time. You're always having to chase them down for your money. You do your work, live up to your end of the deal. You meet with a client, you come out with a payment schedule, you come out with certain milestones, you hit those milestones and send over your invoice. And next thing you know, no payment, crickets, not even a response. You're having to send over a second email and a second contact point and a third and a fourth. And eventually they end up paying, but it's no fun. You know, I mean, you're running your business, you've got a budget and you've got other clients. They're not your only client. So having to add that layer of stress to chase down the money that you've earned is no fun. And I think you should probably consider moving along.
Another reason why you may want to fire a client is if they don't value or respect you. And that can be valuing or respecting your skill, your experience, your opinions, and even your time. And so might be a little bit trickier to identify. And sometimes the issue of, you know, valuing what you do and respecting you, it can manifest itself in other ways, such as some of the things that we talked about. If they don't value you or respect you, then they're not going to pay on time, like David talked about, or, you know, they're going to be extremely demanding and want everything now. And so, there's other clues as well, but, being valued and respected, especially when you have your own business and you're working with clients, that's very important. You want to work with people that understand the value of what you do and provide and the skill and experience that goes into it. you know, that's really important. So that's a big one on the list.
Last on our list for today of why you may want to consider firing clients is they're the expert. I mean, they come to you to build an online presence and build a new website, redesign a website, or, you know, partake in some of the services that you're offering, yet they decide to tell you how to run your business. And they're always kind of fighting you on everything that you recommend or why you're doing this. No, I think you ought to do it this way. And you know what? You're the expert in the web field. They may be the expert in the pizza making business, but they're not really the expert in the online space. So if you run into one of those types of clients, you're just going to have a lot of work ahead of you. So that's it.
Yeah. And I think a better way of saying that is if they think they're the expert, not if they're actually the expert. Because, yeah, you're the expert. It's your business. It's your skill that you've learned and have the experience too.
Yeah.
And as much as they may think they are, they're not the expert.
Correct. Well, tomorrow we've got a great episode. We're going to talk about when to fire clients in part two of this topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.